being forgiven of your sins produces confidence to do better. I remember the first day I got up. I'll never forget it. I'll probably forget a lot of things. But I'll never forget the first day I woke up free from drugs. Never. I'll never forget what it felt like to finally be free. As long as I live, I'll never let go of that memory. Have you ever been in a place where you felt like that you just couldn't do it again? That there was no way out. No freedom for you. I woke up that morning and I spoke to myself and I said, you know, it sure feels good to be free. I remember everything looked different. Everything smelled different. Everything that I heard had a sweet sound into my ears. Have you ever been around somebody when they felt the Holy Ghost just couldn't tell you how it was that they felt it? The Bible says that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the glory of God to which shall be revealed. We can feel it. We know what it is. We understand that we're feeling something, but we just can't put it into words because this mind can't even begin to say just how good it is to feel His presence forgive the sin that entered into our hearts. I know that I can't explain it, but the one thing I can tell you is, boy, it's sure feels good. It sure feels good to be free and not to have anything bind me up. It sure feels good to be delivered. Can somebody praise the Lord? Hallelujah. It sure feels good to be saved. Hallelujah. Are you glad that you're saved? Can you praise Him that you're saved? Feel free to interrupt me. Can you praise Him just for the fact that you're forgiven? Come on, if you never work praises into your routine, it will be uncomfortable. Take 30 seconds right now, church, and just thank God. Thank Him. Thank Him. Cry out. Thank Him. Open up your lips. Open up and let God use you. You move that tongue so that the Holy Ghost can stir you. That's only 10 seconds. Surely God is worthy of more than 30 seconds of praise. Surely the Lord is worth more. Hallelujah. When we hold back on God, we're not putting the value of the talents that God forgave us from. If we can't learn to praise God together here in this earth, don't expect to be able to rejoice in the land of glory. He said, no spot will enter in. No spot will enter in. If you can't praise God freely, there is a blemish in your spirit. I feel boldness. I'm going to go as far as to say this. God did not call anybody to be silent. He has called you to use your voice so that people hear the presence of God. Step up with me, brother. Let somebody hear you say, praise the Lord. Come on, buddy. Be bold. Let somebody hear. Hallelujah. Come on, enter into His presence. You can praise God just the same as the preacher on the floor. If you would just take time to magnify the Most High. You're not doing this for me, but you're doing it for the one that will be there when you need it. Hallelujah. Can you praise Him? I'm telling you tonight, we've got to learn to use our voices. James said that there is power in your tongue. There is power in your voice. As you speak life, you will be able to forgive. No, you're not going to do it thinking on your own, but it's by letting God take control and move every hindrance out of your way. Brother, we better get a song going or I'm not going to be able to praise Him. Don't wait on the sound of the beat to stir your heart. If you can't already thank Him for what He's forgiven you with, then we're not doing it enough. God intended for our worship to be free and open, as easy as a whisper, as easy as saying hello, as easy as saying I'm here, God, and I believe. Somebody say amen when I ask you this. Don't you like church services where everybody's shouting? Don't you love services where everybody's dancing? Let me ask you this tonight. What is it that people even dance for to begin with? It's because they feel and know of something that forgave them when their life was in a mess. Man, I feel the Lord. When my life was in a mess, I know I can. I'm going to speak this in a prophetic word to you. There is nothing that is unforgivable to God. No matter how long we've laid down. But Brother Jared, the gifts and callings are without repentance. I know that, but you can stop it too. You'll still have it, but without compassion to use it, we'll miss out on the blessing. The same one we felt when God saved us. When I go to church, and this is as honest as in my heart, and you pray and search my heart. Pray for me and search my heart when I say this. There is no church that I cannot enter into and not be just as stirred as I am here. Why? I'm not thanking God because I'm around people that shout louder. I'm not jumping because I'm in a place where I feel like other people would jump with me. But there's just something inside of me that I feel. And when I begin to think about it, all of a sudden it's like wheels begin to turn. My mouth begins to be submitted unto the Spirit of God. And the words that I preach are no longer my own. You may know me, you may talk to me, but I can tell you the man that you see right now, it's not the man you'll cut, that you'll chuckle up with. The presence of the Lord is upon me, because as Paul said, he has anointed me to preach the gospel. I'm not up here making a fool just to please you. I'm making a fool of myself so that the Spirit will show you that the same God that forgave me is the same God that'll forgive you. If you just submit, God will bless you. One day you may not have the leisure of an evangelist or pastor to be in your midst. One day you may not, and I have to talk to people a lot that are in situations where they cannot literally touch another church member. Have people confiding in me that say, Jared, I have no place. Have people tell me, Jared, the church I go to, it's good sometimes, but not all the time. And I just don't feel like I have a place. I have people tell me all the time that they feel like that they're just, they don't belong where they are. You may be in places where you're not able to feel somebody next to you. And I hope to God you get a hold of this word right now. That the same God that forgave you the day that you got it, it's the same God that'll be with you in the situation. And you may not get to hear the preacher tell you there's a way out and a way of escape. But I know there is a substance in you that will tell you that there is a way out. Jared, how do I feel the presence of God? Well, first of all, the Bible says in the book of Romans, the first thing we must do is confess. The Bible puts it in perspective. Do not let the sun go down on your troubled spirit. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't wait too long before you confess and receive forgiveness, that when you face somebody else that will come against you, you'll forgive them and not come against them. There is a love in God that you can have, that though they may talk about you, that you'll love them. Man, I feel God. That you'll love them anyway. The anointing of God just feels like it's weighing me down right now. There is a love in the Holy Ghost that'll cause you to have church with anybody. Brother, we don't have the praise band. So what? Praise him anyway. Brother, we don't have Brother Jared to preach us into glory. So what? Praise him anyway. You didn't have me when God saved you. So it's the same Spirit that delivered you that will take you through. I love this brother with all my heart and appreciates the work he does for God. But one day I may not hear his voice. But the same Spirit that speaks through him is the same Spirit that speaks through you. Elijah was out in a cave after he had strongly obeyed God. Saw fire come down on an altar soaking wet. But still was beat up within himself. And said, God, is there anybody out there that still serves you? His heart was about to give out on his calling. And this is the best part for me. He not only acknowledged that there were others, but But he said there was hundreds of others that still have not bowed. When we give in to the world's temptations, we're bowing to what we are more than able to overcome. I don't know who it is that it is for you, but I feel like this is speaking about confrontations with people right now. What it is that you're going through is not something absurd or something that only you are facing. There are other people out there in this world that are refusing to bow. I'm one of them. I don't care how much I hear that somebody said something about something to do with me. I don't care anymore. My heart is longing to see the same love that saved my life go after those that need it even more than I did. Undeserving are we, each and every one in here. And if we don't learn to acknowledge God in everything in our lives, we'll fall short and not be able to receive the presence when it's poured out. I'm here tonight for all of you that want to know, because I know that God will send people in that will get help. I'm just going to be real with you tonight. There's not every church that you go to that will receive people, because it goes against their forms and fashions and traditions. If they go up and pray during the first few songs, not everybody's going to get up, because you should have waited till the altar call. Come on and help me preach for a minute. Hallelujah. If we don't learn to get our hearts able to move in season, that is when the need arises, it's not going to just be hard, but the need's going to be there. And God says, did I not forgive you with the same love in the same difficulty? And you still receive forgiveness. Do you know what I am? I'm nothing. Everything that I ever have done, every good thing, every good deed would not be enough. Even when he was going to be sold into slavery. Listen, without Christ's blood on our life, we would have had to have been sold out to the bondage of the devil. But as we are saved, our debt is paid. But there are others out there that owe so much, have a debt they cannot handle, and they need somebody that walks with them to open up the bowels of their compassion and say, I forgive you. You don't even have to make it awkward and tell them that you forgive them. But just to know in your spirit. But think about it. 70 times 7. And consider with me tonight that the Bible says that even if you think that somebody would have an ought against you, to go to them, that goes right along with confession. Forgiveness from our heart is God's compassion. Because let me tell you, you can forgive somebody. Have you ever heard the expression, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. That's worldly outlooks. Because in the eyes of God, no matter how many times somebody fails, the same love that saved you the first time is the same love that'll save them. 70 times 7. I can't tell you exactly what number that I'm on yet, but I can imagine that if I'm turning 29 this year, that I've probably reached the thousands upon thousands of times that I've had to ask God to clean up my mess. And Paul, being one of the greatest missionaries of the time, had the boldness, even though he had favor everywhere he went, but still yet had the humbleness to admit that he said, we all come short. He didn't leave himself out of it. He said, we all will come short. When you put we in the sentence, that means the same compassion for you will be the same compassion for somebody else. Brother Jared, I just don't know if they're ever going to get in church. Well, honey, I hope they never get into the tradition of church. I hope deep down inside they have Jesus as their Savior. So many people get caught up in the fashion of church, they don't even know what it feels like to be forgiven. They come in, Sunday out, and still feel the same burden that they should have given up already. Don't try to train somebody just to go to church. Lead them to forgiveness. The main truth of the gospel that is often missed because we dwell on the love of it so much is that without the love of God, there would be no forgiveness. or access for us to confess that we have come short. Somebody give me an amen. How many of us have come short before? We all have. How many of you have met somebody that's really messed up before? It was probably me. But I know no matter how far that we mess up, the rivers of the Spirit of God flow from the north and the south to the east and to the west. In areas of the world where it's cold, God's the same. In hearts that are cold before God, His forgiveness is the same. Here's my last question for you tonight. Do you love the Lord? If you love the Lord, you will learn to love each other. That means forgiveness. That means compassion. That means going the extra mile. Think about the Good Samaritan. Wasn't obligated at all. The person that was dressed in the robes of religion went on by. The person that was called to go into the Holy of Holies and Glory of Glories went on by. But there was just somebody that didn't possess the religion. They didn't possess denomination. They weren't a Jew. What they had was what that person needed. What was it? The compassion to forgive and to help somebody.